What's up, everybody? You're now tuned in to Leave a Message with Roshan Lindsay. And today we're going to talk about another cool subject that deals with anti-bullying. And it's talking about physical abuse. Physical abuse. Now, we had a caller last night on our podcast show that asked this question. Say, what do you do if your child is in a situation of being physically abused? Or when they're in the situation, they're about to be physically abused. They're about to get hit. They're about to get smacked. They're about to get pushed up against the locker. Not, it didn't happen yet. What do that child do? Or what are some things you can share with that child to do if they're about to be attacked physically? Now, we got a couple of tips, tools, and techniques. And these aren't like the only ones. So feel free to call and leave a message and add some more so that we can share those as well on air. And again, we are no experts, but we do have a heart to mentor and to encourage those who are being bullied what to do and how to do it here at Leave a Message. Okay, so let's get right on into the first one. The first one is stay with a group. This is very important. If you are a person that's being bullied, or if your child's being bullied physically and verbally as well, but being bullied physically, encourage them to stay with a group. Most bullies do not bully or pick on someone when they have a group, when they have friends with them, when they have not so much an entourage, but just one or two physical bodies present there at the time. The bully normally picks and chooses when they want to physically harass someone. So I want to encourage you to encourage your child, or if you're being bullied, to stay with a group. Stay with a group. All right. So this goes with the second one, which pretty much they're the same thing, but it's a little bit different because I want to encourage you to walk with a friend or walk with friends. Now, this is different because there's times where you can't be with the group. There's times that the group is doing their thing, or there's an activity that you have to go to and you can't be with the group. So you want to be in a place where you can divide from the group. But when you divide from the group, at least have one friend with you. And that friend may know what's going on in your situation. That friend may know that Chucky here is going to bully you if you walk this way. So you and your friend, you depart from the group and you have some assistance from your friend to help you to get to point A to point B, because they understand that here comes Chucky. I got you, bro. Let's walk this way. Let's go down this hall, or let's just go to where you need to go at, but I'm with you. All right. So walking with friends is very important, but being with a group is a whole different scenario, because that's the place where you're attaching yourself to activities and involving yourself, and you're submitting yourself into something. But walking with friends is where you're separate yourself from the group, but at the same time you have company as you walk. All right. So I just wanted to make that clear, the difference between the two. But let's get into this third one. All right. Now, this third one may be a little tough for some kids, but I encourage the parents and the guardians out there to still share it. Now, the third one is give adults warnings as monitors. Give adults warnings as monitors. Now, this is going to take some time, and this is going to take teaching your kids some techniques, almost role playing at home this one, because this one's a little tricky. Let's say there's a PE class and your child is in the gym. Now, the bully is in there. We're going to keep using Chucky. All right, Chucky's in there and your child is in there. Now, you have to teach your child how to share with the gym teacher or share with certain people that this is the bully right here. Keep an eye on me. Because if the bully is not doing anything that day or not harming them that day, you don't want your kid to point out to the teacher or the gym teacher, that's the one that's bullying me. Keep him away from me. You want to do it almost secretly as a child. So you want to teach your kid to just make a little light mention to the teacher, to the gym teacher, or if you're not even in PE and you're somewhere else and there's adults around, say, hey, I have some issues with this child. Can you just keep an eye on us to make sure we don't get into those situations? This is not to, you know, alarm you or make nothing big of it, but if I look or feel uncomfortable, can you please come over and check on me? All right? And then let them go about their business, because something may not happen that day. Something may not happen that day. And the bully might just leave them alone or give them a pass or be bullying on someone else. But at least your child sowed the seed into some adults that are in the atmosphere to just keep an eye on them, monitoring them. All right? So, number four is be mindful of the bully zone. Be mindful of the bully zone. This means avoid places. There are certain places you just know Chucky's going to be at. Chucky loves to be at this table during lunch. Chucky loves to be at the park at this time. Chucky loves to walk down this hall. Or Chucky loves to hang out in this area in the neighborhood. Those areas you want to avoid. Now, we're not telling you to be a scaredy cat and run, because I don't like that terminology. I don't like that phrase. But what we're telling you is to avoid the bully zones. Avoid places that you know that if something happens, that no adults are around, you can get injured or you can get hurt. Avoid them, all right? So that's just a quick tip where you don't always have adult supervision, but at the same time, you have to be able to go from point A to point B. But instead of going straight to point A to point B, you may have to go around the corner to get to point B sometimes. You may have to avoid point B for a second and let point B clear out so that you can leave point A. So we're encouraging you to avoid the bully zones, the places where you know the bully hangs out at. Avoid those places. All right. So now we're going to get this one out the way, because this is the one that everyone always say you should say first, but I just want to get it out the way now. Get some help. Tell a teacher, tell a trusted friend, tell an adult, tell your guardian, tell your parents. Now, we're sharing this with you because this is the number one rule to do. But the ones that I'm sharing with you today, once we get this one out of the way, is how kids can be able to do things on their own. They have the power to live their lives. They shouldn't live in fear. They should live with confidence, but they should live with some tools and techniques that they can do themselves without adults sometimes. But let's get this one out the way, because it's the number one important one, and I don't want to make it seem light with this one, but it's very important, because you have to tell your parents what's going on. You have to tell the teacher what's going on. You have to tell adults what's going on. You have to tell friends what's going on. You can't keep these things to yourself, because you're not giving yourself the opportunity to walk in your confidence and your power to practice some techniques to avoid the bully or to stop the bully directly, okay? So we're going to say again, tell your parents, tell your guardian, tell the adults, tell the teacher. You must make mention of this and tell your friends, all right? So here's another one. Back to you doing it in your own power. Maybe there's not an adult around. What do you do when a bully is trying to physically harm you? This one is one, just keeping it 100, you have to move quickly. Move quickly. Sometimes you can't go around the corner. Sometimes you can't, you know, duck down, or sometimes you can't act like the bully don't see you. The bully sees you. Sometimes you have to move quickly. And what I mean by that, exactly what I mean, you have to walk fast. If you're in an atmosphere that you have to get through or get past to get out of, move quickly. Don't second guess yourself. Don't walk trembling. Don't walk, you know, not sure, you know, taking baby steps or walking very, very slow. Get out of there. Move quickly. Walk with your head up. If the bully looks at you and give you eye contact, give him eye contact back. Don't duck him. Just look at him as he looks at you, or look at her as she looks at you. Don't make any faces like you're trying to be mean or you're trying to be cocky or arrogant. Just give them eye contact to let them know I'm not ducking you in a way that I don't want to start no problem. So I'm leaving this atmosphere. I'm leaving this environment. Move quickly. Take your 2 feet and walk fast, all right? Now, last but not least, and we're going to close this thing out, and I want the parents and guardians to consider this last one, and some may not want to consider this last one, and that's okay. Once again, it's case by case. It's your child. It's your atmosphere. It's your loved one. So certain ones may not apply, so let it fly. So this one is, have your kid learn jujitsu. That's right, I said it. Learn jujitsu. And it's very important. And I'm not talking about karate in a sense to defend themselves, that they go on an attacking spree or they become a bully. There's something special about jujitsu. And I love jujitsu because what jujitsu is, it teaches the person how to defend themselves. It's a defense of martial arts. So when someone touches you, you learn how to get a person off of you. Because there may be times with the child or with the kid where they can't get away. They're going to get grabbed. They're going to get touched. They're going to get hit. And we want to encourage our kids in a way, not all kids, those who are willing to embrace and subscribe to what I'm saying. We have to teach our kids how to get another child off of them. When someone physically is touching you and they're grabbing you and holding you, some of these techniques that come out verbally are not going to work. You can't make it to an adult. You can't say certain things that's going to get a child off of you when they are already in the motion of trying to pound you or hit you. So jujitsu is not so much an offense martial arts where you're doing a lot of punching and kicking and jumping on top of, you know, the person. It's more of maneuvering moves to block and defend and actually use the person's attack against them to get them off of you, even if you have to put them in a hold to say, look, I'm holding you because I don't want to fight you. I don't want to hurt you. So can you please stop trying to physically hurt me? Because there's choke holds, there's arm holds, there's leg holds, there's body holds. There's so many maneuvers in jujitsu that you don't have to apply a lot of pressure. It's just to let them know that you're not defenseless. Okay, so that was the last one. And I encourage those who are considering jujitsu to look it up, do your research, watch some videos. Understand that if you get a great sensei or a great martial artist teacher, they teach discipline, they teach respect, they teach, you know, being kind. They teach these things in martial arts. They teach these things in a great dojo studio, that it is not about physically fighting. It's not about kicking someone's butt or punching someone. It's more about defending yourself when you have to. This is Roshan Lindsay. You are tuned in to leave a message. Please, if you have time, go to our YouTube channel at Anti-Bullying Match Card Game and subscribe and click that notification bell. We are trying to move up in our subscribers and our views so that we can make bullying more aware in all areas. And also, if you have a message, if you have a comment, please leave us a message. Leave us a voicemail at leave a message at 757-447-4238. Leave us a message. Last but not least, before we close out, please get you an anti-bullying match card game. This is a tool that I created to help parents and guardians to have fun with their kids with the match card game, but at the same time, develop some dialogue on what to do if they're being bullied, know some tips about being bullied, know some informative information about being bullied. Like, it's just so much that you can receive in the anti-bullying match card game. So please get it for only $19.99 at antibullyingmatchcardgame.com. We thank you guys. Keep tuning in. Keep calling. Leave us the voicemails. Leave us the messages. Give us praise reports and testimonies. And last but not least, don't bully. Peace out.